I've looked at some of the learnings that I'd had in the journey up until now, really, and hopefully this can be beneficial for you. Do you mind handing the handouts out now, Anthony? Just some brief handout. I called them Adrian's Laws. My surname's Law, so pardon the pun. I thought it was clever. But... Until recently, I had Law on my number plate, and I never thought about this, but so many people think I'm a lawyer. And I didn't know if that was a good thing or not. Is there any lawyers in the house? Any lawyers at home type in lawyer? At least my house hasn't been robbed. It's a good thing. Okay, so super quick. Hopefully this can help. Often the reason for training, especially with people like yourselves, very smart, educated people, and when I say educated, I'm not talking about academic necessarily. I'm talking about life. Business is, you know, that's a whole degree in itself, isn't it? But I highly recommend as a relearning that you get outside your comfort zone as much as you can. Should be three pages, the one called Adrian's Laws, yeah? You got that? What I've noticed, and please let me know if this is the same for you as well, it doesn't always happen, but when I've achieved the most in my life is when I've got outside my comfort zone the most. Who knows what I'm talking about? Raise of hand. Is that true for you as well? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Type in yes or no at home as well. So get outside your comfort zone more regularly. Because what happens is, and if you've backpacked, as some of you said you had around the world, when you're in foreign countries, you can't even speak the language. Not here, but in Australian was tough, to be fair. There's so many words that have different meaning. It's incredible, but I'm talking more in Asia. But your comfort zone's out here, right? You've got to ask everybody for directions and all that kind of stuff. But then when I got settled in Sydney, and see if this has happened to you, as soon as I got settled, got the apartment and the job and everything, your comfort zone shrinks. And it doesn't stay the same. Yes, you get comfortable, but if you don't stretch it, it actually shrinks further. And COVID hasn't helped with that, with lockdowns and things. The introverts in the room or at home, did you become less introverted or more introverted through COVID lockdown? What do you think? Yeah, it's just what happens. You've got to stretch that. It's really important. Have lots of learnings. I could have called this mistakes, but if you learn from them, instead of keep repeating them, and that's what we tend to do as human beings, we tend to repeat a lot of mistakes because we haven't learned in the first place. It's like you get a tap on the shoulder, don't you? And then that tap goes, and then you get a lump of 2x4. Are you listening to me? Be curious. It's a trait I love about myself. There's a few I don't like, but being curious is one that I do like. Being curious of, like with Nielsen, for example, and learning from other people. Curious about life. I discovered modeling, and I'm not talking about the catwalk. I've got a radio face. But modeling is a NLP term, if you're familiar with NLP. In essence, it's studying excellence. And it's not able to go into depth in this session because it's too short. But in essence, it's learning from people, as I mentioned before, that have the results that you want. I've done it in so many areas of my life. And we'll continue to. I did it with snooker, did it with sales. I even had somebody years ago that kind of had the lifestyle that I wanted, and I started hanging out with him on purpose. Believe it or not, it sounds kind of stalkish. It wasn't meant to be, but I bought an apartment in the same street as him. But I went to the gym with him. I found out what he listened to. He wasn't listening to music when he trained. He was listening to podcasts, business audios. I saw who he hung out with. It's incredible. Bees of a feather, what is it? Birds of a feather flock together, you know? As you associate, you become. That's why this is so amazing, Business Blueprint. Take action. Again, how familiar are we with that? But again, when I look at my own life, when I've achieved the most, do you think I was taking more action or less action? When you've achieved the most, are you taking action? Of course. Grow your team. And when I say grow your team, I'm talking twofold. One is develop them. Develop yourself, which you're doing already, but if you have a team already, you've got to develop them, especially in sales. Sales is tough. Sales can be really tough, like especially mentally. They're going to hear a lot more no's than yeses. If you're in sales right now, you know that to be true. Once you know how to sell effectively, it's 80% plus up here. And when we coach and train people from all over, it doesn't matter what country, often it's stuff in here. Often I'm using a term called reframing. Are you familiar with that? I'm often reframing somebody's thinking, how they're looking at something, how they're perceiving it. And just a little tip, something I learned along the way. I don't know if this applies to you. It may not apply to all of you, but hopefully it does some and you can take value from it. I noticed in my business that whenever I turned up to a meeting with a potential client, if we won the business, they always wanted me to be their trainer, always. Occasionally, I haven't done it for a while, but we would offer a free presentation with the understanding at the end of it, if everyone liked what they saw and we got on well, that they would become a client. So often we'd give up to an hour's free presentation. I would generally do that. And every time I did it, when we won the business, who did they want? But I also noticed when I had staff that when I sent them to the meeting or they did the hour presentation, the business owner wanted them. If you put your hand up before about wanting more freedom, who do we need to start sending to those meetings? It's not an easy thing if you've never done it, but I'm highly recommending it when you do it right.